Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. I'm your host, PJ. In the studio with me right now is Dr. Rebecca Gibbons from Acupuncture Pensacola and her guest, Josh, who works in the office as well. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. So tell me a little bit about what you've been up to.
So we have been very busy the last, especially last month, and we've been seeing a lot of people come in with a lot of chronic pain this month. And it can be maybe more because of more stress. It has been increasing the pain. Yeah. So it's been good, though, because we've been able to help a lot of people. We've had yesterday, I know this seems maybe somewhat insignificant to some people, but a patient told us she was able to do her housework the entire the entire week without having any pain. But when you look at that and that you can vacuum your house and do your yard work and, you know, just get everything in order after months and months of being in pain, it's pretty significant.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's great to hear. So tell us a little bit about acupuncture. How does it work for people who don't know?
Yeah. So acupuncture helps increase blood flow. It releases neurotransmitters in the brain, which are natural pain relievers in our body. It decreases inflammation. And then it works differently on different disorders or diseases that people come in for. And what we do is we place different needles in the body to be able to get the body to heal itself, and because that's what it's meant to do.
Mm-hmm. So how long does a needle stay in?
Usually about 25 to 30 minutes. Yeah.
Okay.
And then a lot of people think, oh my gosh, they needle me and then you're leaving the needles in. Like, what do I do with it? But people a lot of times, and Josh checks up on them a lot too, so he can kind of say yes. A lot of times people are falling asleep or they read a book, and we just check on them and while the needles are in, and they feel different things. So some people will be like, oh, I felt this, and then this moved, and it's just the body's natural process of trying to heal itself. Yeah.
Well, I can tell you I've had some acupuncture myself in the past, as you know, and I had plantar fasciitis and I had a shoulder issue. Had acupuncture both times, and it did wonders for both of those issues.
Yeah.
So it's definitely a very effective treatment for a wide variety of things.
Yes, yes, it is. And going back to, you know, leaving the needles in, because sometimes people do have fear of needles. It's not like the needles that you have in the hospital. It should not hurt. Of course, you may feel a little prick, kind of like maybe like a mosquito bite. And then a lot of times patients say, I didn't even feel anything. Am I supposed to feel something? And a lot of times you don't. You just feel more relaxed because it works on the nervous system and calming the body down. And sometimes, you know, when you have that racing mind, and it calms that down as well.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Rebecca Gibbons of Acupuncture Pensacola, our guest today, 850-437-1620, if you have any questions for her. Josh, I want to bring you into this as well. It's been a couple shows since you've been on. So tell listeners what you do for the office.
So as my role as patient coordinator, I sit people down, get them seated, make sure they're comfortable, work alongside Dr. Gibbons, check on them, like she said, you know, make sure the needles are doing okay. Sometimes they come up, and it's funny seeing like the patients, they, you know, the reaction to the needles the first time especially. Other than that, I do, you know, front desk work, like scheduling and taking calls and answering any questions they may have as well.
Perfect.
Yeah, I think a lot of it is, and I got a compliment yesterday from one of our patients, and he just was like, your staff is so kind and welcoming. Because that's the biggest thing too, is all these so many people are struggling, and a lot of times you go into a medical office and you just feel like you're just a number. Right? And here we really want to listen to you, hear you, and make you feel comfortable for the time that you're here, because healing, you know, the body is not going to heal under chronic stress. So it's important that myself and my staff be able to, you know, communicate with you and tell you what the next steps are and what's going on and answer all your questions. And I think that allows people to be able to relax and heal.
Mm-hmm. After people have had a session and they're done, how do they usually feel right after the session?
Usually, so there's something that we call acupuncture drunk, and that'll grab you. So people will get up and they're like, "Huh, I feel really good." You know, it's kind of like they're floating a little bit, and so I tell people just sit there for a second. You know, maybe we've got dark chocolate up front too to just perk them back up, but not everybody. But they're like, "I was not expecting to feel like this," and then they just kind of go throughout the day and they feel good.
Mm-hmm.
Tell
me about some of the conditions that you help treat.
So peripheral neuropathy has been huge because a lot of Western medicine doesn't have a lot of tools in their toolkit. A lot of times they prescribe medications like gabapentin or Cymbalta or Lyrica, and which can help, but it doesn't get to the root of the problem. So acupuncture helps to get more to the root of the problem. Again, it goes back to we increase the blood flow, say to the feet if there's a blood flow issue. It helps to regenerate the nerves. And so we see that a lot. Of course, chronic pain, neck issues. A lot of people hold a lot of stress in their neck and their upper shoulders and their scapula. And then low back, we see patients that have had surgery before. They might have had two or three low back surgeries, and it's just that they're still in pain. Same with the neck. You know, a lot of people have had neck surgery or shoulder surgery, and the movement just isn't, even they've gone through physical therapy, and the movement isn't back or there, and they're still experiencing pain. A good thing that I've seen trending is that we're seeing younger people come in as more of a preventative. And what I mean by younger is like 20, 30s, 40s.
Mm-hmm.
They aren't waiting until it's like, oh, I have to have surgery or the pain isn't debilitating, so they're being more proactive. So that's something that we help with too, is a lot more, okay, this has been going on for like 3-6 months. It's not that bad, but I don't want to get to a point where I can't, use my hands or my neck or my feet.
Do you also work with pregnant moms?
Yes. Yes. So we work from conception to birth. So we work with women that are having difficulty getting pregnant. And also staying pregnant. So that's the biggest thing through the first trimester. It's a lot of women do have miscarriages, which unfortunately is regular. But then we also help with the symptoms that come up with pregnancy for, heartburn and vomiting and nausea and stuff like that. Sometimes, especially that first trimester, they just can't keep anything down or keep anything in. So we help with that. What else? They swollen feet, back pain is huge. A lot of sciatica and everything develops during pregnancy with women.
Mm-hmm. At what point should people bring you into the process if they're having any sort of troubles? Should they work in conjunction with their primary care doctor?
Yes.
And do it right away, or should they wait for
Definitely.
A referral? Or
right away. And the thing is that when I meet with you, I will tell you, okay, maybe we need to talk to the primary care doctor, make sure that that's okay, or the surgeon, or, make sure we're okay. But a lot of times, acupuncture is so great because you can adapt the treatments to where the person is. So wherever they're at in the process, we can develop a treatment that will help to get them to the next step, if mm-hmm. that makes sense.
Sure.
Yeah.
And so if people are interested in booking a session, they work with Josh?
Yes. Yes, mm-hmm. they do. So usually how it works is... they'll give us a call, and then, I'll get some information with them, get them scheduled in, and then when they come in for a consultation, we go over everything. Dr. Gibbons will come in, we'll go over treatment plan, payment plans, and everything like that, and then I'll also, answer any questions they may have as well.
I would guess you're also collecting a little bit of history about their background and stuff like that.
Oh,
so
yeah. We'll send you paperwork, and a lot of times they're like, "Well, I'm just coming in for back pain. Why do you need to know about this, and this?"
Mm-hmm.
But with acupuncture and Chinese medicine, we do look at the whole body. So say you do have back pain, but you have had shoulder pain or neck pain or a history of knee surgery. Well, that's going to throw off the alignment of the low back because you have to compensate. And so I do need to know, okay, do we need to work with those muscles that are in, you know, the legs and not just the back? So yeah, we want to know everything that is going on, even digestive issues and stuff like that can sometimes be related to certain pains in the body. So, like I said before, everybody's different. So we have to develop, you know, a specific treatment plan for that person.
Mm-hmm. Before their first session, is there anything that they should do, or when they show up, should they be wearing like comfortable clothing? What kind of tips do you give to people?
Usually when you show up, just if you have like any scans, like MRIs, CT scans, I usually ask to bring those in. Any labs, because I'll look at those as well to see, you know, it'll help me develop a treatment plan a little bit better because we're more targeted and it's a specific thing. I can look at that. And then I integrate that in with, you know, the acupuncture and other things that we do to develop the plan. I guess just, you know, and I also ask people, and because I don't think a lot of patients are asked this, I ask people, okay, so you're here, what's your goal? Where do you want to be? You know, and they're like, I don't know, out of pain 100%. And so it's about managing expectations as well. You know, it's not a 100% cure. I think if there's anybody that's dealing with chronic issues and then somebody says, oh, I can fix you or cure you like that, you know, kind of run for the hills because it, you know, there's never 100% definite. And I tell patients that too. You know, I ask them, okay, in your situation, I have been able to see people get 50, 60% better. Is that okay with you? You know, and then if that's not, then, you know, it's not the right treatment for them. But if it is, and a lot of people are so miserable, they're just like, I just want anything better, even 20, 30% better. I want to be able to vacuum. I want to be able to drive. I want, you know, more independence. I want to be able to play with my grandkids. And so, that's something that I always ask them. And it does take a lot of people off guard because they're like, I don't know. I just want to be out of this pain, or I want to be pregnant, or, you know, and we manage expectations with time as well. You know, is it something that you're expecting to be better overnight, or is it something that you're okay with because it might take 3 or 4 months? And then again, if it's an overnight thing that they want or it's a quick fix, then I'm not it. You know, I'm pretty honest with people about that. You know, I don't want you to just try it. You have to have a, you know, a commitment to kind of a long-term treatment. And what I mean by long-term, it can be 2 months, it can be 5 months, it can be 6 months. Yeah.
Dr. Rebecca Gibbons from Acupuncture Pensacola, our guest, 850-437-1620, if you have any questions for her today. Talk to me a little bit about how acupuncture can help people reduce dependence on, say, over-the-counter medicines and prescription mm-hmm. drugs and things like that.
Yeah, yeah. If we're looking, like, at pain medicines, like, a lot of people take ibuprofen or Tylenol just to, you know, get the pain manageable. So once we get the pain manageable, decrease inflammation, they've noticed that they start to, you know, wean themselves down from medications. Also, we have a lot of patients that have been on like omeprazole or Pepcid or, you know, something for acid reflux or digestive issues for a long time. And once they start to heal, they notice they don't have to take it as much. And a lot of people don't want to be on those medications. I don't say, you know, don't go off of it, you know, anything cold turkey. That's something that you need to discuss with your doctor. But a lot of people are really afraid of, I have a few patients really afraid of being addicted to certain medications, and that's a valid point, you know, so they're really, really motivated to feel better.
Mm-hmm. Is arthritis a condition that you treat?
Yes. Yep. And that's depending on where they're at in that process. If it's been, you know, 20 years, it is something that we can definitely improve. Again, I can't fix it because we can slow down aging, but we can't prevent it.
Sure. Does acupuncture work in conjunction with a lot of other treatments that are out there?
Yes. So patients ask me, can I still do chiropractor? Can I still go to PT? Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. I think activity is important when you're getting acupuncture and with a lot of the things that we see. And so massage, you know, there's Reiki. A lot of people ask, can I still do this? Definitely. You know, there's, I just tell them, you know, when you start to feel better, don't go and run a marathon or anything like that. You know, don't overdo it when you start to feel better.
I like this question. I am intrigued listening to you on the radio. For those of us are inexperienced with acupuncture, is it a good idea to watch YouTube videos on it, or should we just come in?
Oh, dear. That can be a rabbit hole because, like any profession, there you're going to see some good and you're going to see some bad. And there are some people that are not licensed out there that are going to tell you things and that. So I would say come in. It does not, you know, it just takes your time. You don't have to get a treatment or anything, but it just come in, schedule a consultation so we can talk, and then I can answer your questions professionally and not through YouTube. Yeah.
Awesome. So we had talked a little bit about this before the show, but do you also offer non-needle treatments?
Yes, yes. So we have kids that are very needle phobic. We have, you know, a lot of adults that are needle phobic as well. But there are different, depending on what you're coming in for, again, there are different things, especially we have some microcurrent and ear seeds and different things that we can do for like allergies and stress and anxiety that we can help with. Kids, we can do acupressure and ear seeds, and that helps. We have we've had a couple of kids with neurological issues, and I'm able to help them without using needles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You had mentioned the ears. So are the ears an area that's able to be treated by acupuncture?
Yes. So there's something called the NADA protocol, and that's a lot of times veterans or anybody suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder, a lot of times we'll do that, use that. The ear is like a microsystem of the body in that theory when you look at it. So there's certain areas that represent the back or represent the brain or represent. So we use that as a treatment as well.
Okay. One of the common questions that we often get when you're on the show is about insurance and whether insurance covers acupuncture. Mm-hmm,
yeah.
So would one of you be able to cover that?
Yeah. So since we're out of network, what I recommend to all of our patients, especially in the consultation, is to contact the insurance provider and see how much they'll cover and see if acupuncture is covered. And then what we can do is send a super bill, which is like the list of all the treatments and the coding that goes along with it. And then from there, we send that to them. And then the patients can send that to their insurance provider, who will then reimburse them for the amount that, you know, they agreed with prior to.
Mm-hmm. So you mentioned earlier in the show about acupuncture maybe taking a few treatments before people mm-hmm. notice results. Mm-hmm. Can you talk to me more about that?
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes people will notice right away that they feel better. Sometimes that feeling will go away. Kind of like if you go to the chiropractor, you feel good, and then in a couple of days, it comes back. So with more chronic issues, I typically will see patients 2 to 3 times a week until we get the body is changed, and it's really, we call it the treatment stick, you know, that the body has officially changed. It's not going to go back to how it was before. So sometimes that will take, you know, a few weeks. Sometimes it takes just 4 weeks. Again, I will discuss it with you and everything depending on what you're coming in for and your health history.
Yeah. I know in my own experience, for my two issues, actually, mm-hmm. it worked pretty quickly.
Yeah.
So it was 3
yeah.
or 4 sessions, and I was
yeah.
pretty much done. So I guess,
yeah.
like you said, it just depends on what the condition is.
It depends,
is.
Yeah, yep.
All right. So what makes this treatment unique compared to other things that are out there?
So a lot of times there's not any side effects to it. And that helps people. They ask, can I drive afterwards? Is there any downtime? Do I have to change medications or anything like that? It's really helping the body get back to what it was meant to do, and that's, you know, healing itself and calming down the nervous system. So you're able to help with stress, not react to it, but adapt better to stress.
Mm-hmm.
And it just is, it's just a great, it's a great medicine, because the body, we want to give the body something to heal. And sometimes it just gets stuck and it just needs that extra boost.
Okay. Are there any misconceptions about acupuncture that you want to address for people who are concerned about it?
Yeah. Sometimes that it hurts. It and again, it shouldn't be painful. It should be relaxing. What else do we get that that people say? They say, I guess that is the biggest thing, that it's going to hurt, or that it that just one treatment will help. Yeah. And again, sometimes it can, but a lot of times it's a process.
Last time you were on the show, we talked a little bit about how acupuncture can help with the side effects of cancer. So talk to me about that more.
Yeah, so especially if somebody is going through chemo or radiation, we can help with, there's a peripheral neuropathy that can develop from the medications. There's nausea, vomiting, poor appetite, even digestive issues that we can help support. Fatigue is another thing. It's a lot of times managing the symptoms that come from the diagnosis or from the medications. And it's helping the patient just have a better quality of life. Yeah.
Okay. Question I've seen that's out there. Can herbal supplements work with acupuncture as well?
Yep. Okay. And a lot of my patients, because I'm also certified with herbal formulas as well. And in the state of Florida, that's one of our boards that we have to take. And so I will usually pair acupuncture with different herbal formulas as well, if I feel that they need it. I have a couple of patients that come in for fatty liver and gallbladder, fatty gallbladder. And so there's different foods, and then of course different herbal supplements that I give to them too, to help with that in conjunction with the acupuncture.
Okay. Yep. If people are looking to schedule an appointment, how do they go about doing that?
So we have a website they can go on. They can give us a call. I think Crystalline has the phone, so we can give them a call, and then we'll go over some information with you, and then from there we get a consultation.
All right, what's the phone number?
850-530-1028.
All right, thanks for joining
us.